Hello, women of power and spirit. Welcome to this week's discussion. Before we get going, I want to let you know that it might be a little sniffly. We've had a whole bunch of smoke in the area due to some forest fires. And while I've done pretty well not sneezing in the last few minutes, hopefully I can make it through this entire sharing with you without needing to sneeze. This week, we're going to explore the prescription from March 2019, and this is the prescription. In order to get where you are going, sometimes you have to completely step away from where you have been. When I finally made the decision that I needed to leave my job and go into consulting, there was a poster in one of my colleagues' offices that just grabbed my attention. The poster was a visual of a biplane, you know, where they had the top wing and the lower wing, some of the early planes, right? Well, there was a wing walker standing between these two wings. And they used to do that, right? They'd get up hundreds of feet in the air, and this man or woman would be standing right next to the plane, and then they would walk along the wing. Well, when they did this for a moment, they were in the air holding on to nothing. And I mean nothing. You could only get from the rung that was closest to the plane to the one out on the farthest edge by letting go and actually walking on the wing a step or maybe two and then grabbing the next rung. I'm sure you can imagine this was both dangerous and exciting. Now, you or I will probably never be a wing walker, but what we can learn from them is significant. And it's this lesson that I took with me when I decided to go into business for myself. As you are making your plans for change, there will be a moment when it is time to fully let go of the past and all of the preparations you've made, what you've held on to for safety, everything, and move full out to where you are going. Let's take a look at an example. Say you have a medical condition that seems to have come through your DNA. Your mother had it, and perhaps she died. So you might have embedded in you fears and beliefs that this is not curable. You might have heard about the power of the mind and its ability to change genetics. You may have read about it. You may want to believe that it's possible, but you watched your mother die, and that's a powerful experience, and you may have some fear about that. Fears have to be quieted in order to heal. And what I've discovered over the years is it really can help to have a substitute belief ready to go when the fears come up so that you can coach yourself. So your self-coaching might sound something like this. Yes, Mom died because she didn't know you can influence your genetics. But I do. I can heal this for me and my mom and future generations in our family. I choose to believe in my healing. I choose to hold on to this new belief. Then, after you've coached yourself, you take this new belief into the holding meditation to help you fully release those fears and put energy into your new belief. New beliefs take hold better when we introduce them in the theta brain state that you experience in meditation. So I invite you to think about what belief you would like to take into the holding meditation. What new belief are you establishing for yourself? You're willing to coach yourself in it and embrace it as your own. When you know what it is, I look forward to seeing you in the holding meditation.